Hey everyone, my name is Randall Heyer and I'm the Worship Arts Pastor here at Cochrane Alliance Church. We are so glad that you've come to check out the latest sermon, and we pray that you are encouraged, challenged, and ultimately that you are drawn closer to Jesus. Enjoy.
All right, you guys are in for a fabulous treat. The Christmas Story.
There was this young woman in the Bible named Mary. Now one day, an angel of the Lord appeared to Mary, and the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. God has blessed you. God's Spirit will put a baby inside of you, Mary. But this will be no ordinary baby boy. No, he will be called the Son of God. And you will give him the name Jesus." Well, it wasn't long after that. Just like the angel said, Mary became pregnant with God's Son. Now, also at that time, there Mary was engaged to a man named Joseph, and he was from the town of Bethlehem. And as well, at that time, there was a ruler, and his name was Caesar Augustus. And he issued a decree ordering everybody to return to their hometown to be counted for the census. But by this time, Mary was very pregnant, and both her and Joseph had to travel 80 miles to get to Bethlehem. Wondering, do you think I could get a speaking part in this play? There's no talking donkeys in the Christmas story. No. Back to the story. Well, Mary and Joseph, they made their way all the way to Bethlehem. But when they got there was this huge problem. You see, the town was filled up because everybody was there to be counted for the census, and there was nowhere for Mary and Joseph to stay except for a stinky, dirty, smelly stable filled with animals. Hey! Yeah, it's me again! Hey! I could be that donkey in that dirty, stinky, smelly stable. Come on, can I have a speaking part, please? Okay, you're right. There is a donkey in the Christmas story, but there's no talking donkeys. And besides, you look more like a horse than a donkey. Aww, if I can't have a speaking part, then I'm gonna hee-haw, 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 hee-haw. Back to the story. Well, in that rather dirty, stinky, smelly stable, the time came for Mary to give birth to her firstborn. And she wrapped him in cloths, and she put him in a manger. But you know what? Also at that time, out in the fields nearby, were these shepherds. And they were tending their flocks. Oh, where are you, sheepy? Oh, there you are. see you. Oh, you're always wandering off on me. Now there's lots of dangers out here in the darkness. Come on, let's get you back to the flock. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared and shone in the brightness of God's glory all around. And the shepherds were afraid. But the angel of the Lord said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring good news of great joy for all people. For today in Bethlehem, a Savior is born, and a sign will be given to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths in a manger. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to those his favor rests. Alleluia, 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 alleluia." Well, when the angel left, all the shepherds got together, and they said this to each other. "Hey, we've got to get to Bethlehem. Yes, we've got to go see this baby for ourselves. Ho, 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 I'm so excited. Well, the shepherds arrived. They made their way all the way to Bethlehem. And when they got there, just like the angel said, there was baby Jesus, wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. But you know what? The shepherds weren't the only ones to come and visit Jesus. You see, there were these wise men, and they were from the east, and they followed this sign in the sky. It was a star. And they followed the star till it stopped right over Bethlehem, where Jesus was. Well, the wise men, they bowed down and they worshiped Jesus and they gave him these gifts. Oh, it's been such a long journey to get here, but finally we see the Son of God. We bring you gifts, yes, gifts of gold, gifts of frankincense, oh, and gifts of myrrh, gifts fit for a king, and that's what you are indeed. Well, these gifts, they're fit for a king, and that's what Jesus is. He is the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords. He is the Son of God. He is the greatest and most precious gift to our world.
That was awesome. So, do you remember this box? Donna didn't open this box yet, right? It's kind of unimpressive and not very, I don't know, like, would you expect to see a box like this under your Christmas tree? No, no. But maybe some of you have seen that before, I don't know. Well, anyways, I hope by now you're getting the idea that sometimes the best gifts come in the most ordinary of boxes. Now, let's look inside this one here. Something that Donna said earlier is that Jesus is the best gift ever. And now, I was walking around watching you build your stables, and they look amazing. They actually look kind of delicious too, don't they? I wanted to snack on some of your stables. But here's the thing, as amazing as your stables are, that's not the kind of stable that Jesus was born into. Jesus was born into like a stinky old barn, if you can believe it. There was nothing delicious about that. And when I think about the Christmas story, it kind of makes me think about something that a man named Paul wrote to his friends at church. And he says, "You know the gracious gift of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty he could make you rich." This is the most amazing, crazy thing about Christmas. Jesus is the King of the universe. And yet, he came to us as like a humble little baby. He became poor so that we could be rich. But here's the crazy thing. I don't think that Paul's talking about money when he says we can become rich. You see, there are a whole bunch of ways that that we can feel rich, right? Now, I'm a dad. I have three daughters. They're grown up now. And whenever I get a big hug and kiss from one of my daughters, I feel rich. You don't need money to feel rich. And have you ever been on a soccer team? When I've played on a soccer team or when I've worked together with a team and we work really hard and we make each other better, I feel rich again. I got to admit, on a day like today, when I see this amazing party that we're having and the people that I get to work with here, I feel really rich. And there's all kinds of ways that we can feel rich. So what does it mean when we say Jesus became poor so we could become rich? Well, this is just part of it. It's just the mystery of knowing and loving God, right? And yet, there's also some really practical ways that we can be rich with Jesus. And it reminds me of this Christmas song that's been rolling through my head for the last few weeks. And I'm going to invite Pastor Randall and the worship team to come up here, and they're going to help us sing this song. But while they're getting ready, I'm just going to share some of the words. First of all, there's this verse. "You called me to your kingdom before your lips could speak." Like, you know, the baby Jesus wasn't speaking words right away when he was born. You know, he was born like a baby and he had to learn how to talk. "But you called me to your kingdom before your lips could speak. And even as a baby, you were reaching out to me." Jesus was born a long time before me. And yet this reminds me that even before, God loves me so much that even before I was born, he had a plan. And that makes me feel rich, that he had a plan for me. There's another lyric. It says that Jesus was born to set us free and set us free from our sins and our fears. And that's amazing. God's love is so great that we don't ever have to be afraid. Isn't that neat? When with the Christmas story, every time the angel appeared, what was the first thing the angel would always say? Don't be afraid. That's right. With God, we never have to be afraid. And his love is so great for us that no matter what we do, there's no sin, there's no struggle that could ever chase God away. When I know that God loves me that much, I feel rich. And so I'm just going to invite Randall now to just lead us in this next Christmas song. And I just invite you all to just listen to the words and sing them with gusto. And hopefully while you do that, God will help you feel rich as well.